Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron Coomer, Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
Unbelievable.
1999 American League All-Star.
You might expect Wells to mix his pattern up. I mean, Coomer has owned David Wells.
This might work out.
The Coom Dog, every week with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We're at the 17th annual Cop on a Rooftop event. We're at the Dunkin' 1519 West Madison. Benny the Bull is here. We're just two blocks east of his home, the United Center. Come by and to win Cubs tickets, help raise awareness and funds for Special Olympics Illinois. And it is our delight to share the airwaves with the man himself. Ron Coomer joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Hey, how you doing, Ron?
Morning, Coom.
Good morning, Mikey. David, how are you boys doing today?
Doing well.
Well, let's see. We got Benny the Bull with whipped cream. That tells you all you need to know.
And you're on a rooftop. You're raising money for Special Olympics. Does it get much better than that?
Not really. No, Benny the Bull is pouring whipped cream
for Rich
into Rich's mouth.
Oh boy,
having all sorts of fun. Ron,
how in the name of God could the Cubs lose a series? I thought we had decided that they were going to win every series.
Yeah, I don't know. I was there, and I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, you know, Cincinnati's a team that's they're a strange team. They, for years, have been very offensive in an extremely offensive ballpark. And all of a sudden, they flipped the script. And now they're a very, very good pitching team. And they struggle offensively. They've got a couple guys that can really swing the bat. And a couple guys that are really struggling that have been good hitters. But I'll tell you, they can really pitch it. They've got a very physical bullpen. They've got good starting pitching. And, you know, Cubs ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw, that's for sure.
Ron, last night when Jose Quintana lost it in the fifth inning, and it seemed that did he and Wilson Contreras get crossed up in the back-to-back wild pitches that cost the Cubs? And did you feel like they were wild pitches? Did you feel like Wilson could have moved to get in front of the first one especially?
One of them, yes, David. I can't remember how the sequence goes, to be quite honest, because I didn't see a replay on it. I know they did a replay, but I didn't see it. One yes, one no. One, I thought, you know, Willie just didn't went right through the five hole and he didn't get down. With that being said, the ball could have, because it was raining, the ball could have hit the plate and skidded on him. But with all that being said, you know, it's just a bummer. You throw two wild pitches, and then I thought they lost a little concentration right after the second wild pitch, and you throw a fastball inside to their third baseman, who's their best offensive player by far, and let him just go ahead and whack a single. I thought, you know, that it wasn't a two-pitch sequence. It was a three-pitch sequence of concentration maybe not being there, and it cost you the ballgame.
You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, Jason Hayward struggling and Kyle Schwarber moving into the leadoff spot. And for whatever reason, and we know what the reason is, everybody kind of, you know, breaks out in hives when they see Kyle Schwarber lead off. And I wonder, is that fair? Is there real causality between his difficulties in his slump back in the day and the idea that he was ruined by batting leadoff? And, you know, I understand that people get upset about it and they don't want to hear about it, but his on-base percentage, the theory behind it is all correct, and Joe obviously still believes it. Now, I don't know if he just wanted to get Hayward out of there in a good way and had an excuse to move Schwarber in, but where should they go with that leadoff spot? Is Schwarber a guy that you'd go back to, or is it, you know, I don't think it's Hayward. Who would you lead off if Joe calls you up and says, Ron, I'm struggling here. Who should I put up there?
I wouldn't have one main guy. I really wouldn't. This team doesn't. Without Zoe being here, I wouldn't have a guy that you just say it's yours. You're going to be the leadoff guy. I don't think you have that right now. I think Elmora could do it some. I think Schwarber can do it some. I think you're going to see guys, you know, maybe Descalso might move in there at some point. Schwarber, the reason why Schwarber's in there right now, obviously Hayward has struggled. He's had his issues here lately. And Kyle has been getting on base. He hasn't been swinging great, but he's been taking his walk. So that's why Kyle's hitting leadoff. Or did yesterday. So I wouldn't read a bunch into it saying, okay, now look out, Schwarber's going to be the leadoff guy for a long time. I don't see that being the case. I think it's gonna be a revolving door at the leadoff spot. Somebody that's hot that's getting on base, they're going to be put in that leadoff spot because it's not a running position any longer. So I wouldn't get overly locked into who's hitting leadoff, to be quite honest, Mike.
But you got a big weekend in Washington, Ron, where you want your offense to get going, and you face Scherzer, you face Strasburg, and on Monday night you face Jake Arrieta. You've got a lineup that needs to get going. If you're Anthony Iaposi or Joe Maddon, what's the approach going into Washington, and what is the advice for your lineup?
Well, you're going to run into some really good pitching. This guy last night was no joke either. He's, you know, one of the league leaders in strikeouts, earned run average. He was really good. You knew going into this stretch, David, that we were going to face some really good pitching. Tonight against a guy like Scherzer, you've got to make sure, doing your best to make sure first he throws strikes, because he throws a lot of pitches that are down out of the zone or he elevates above the zone and you chase. Guys like him get a lot of outs and a lot of punch outs on pitches that aren't strikes. With that being said, for me, Scherzer's not a guy that you're gonna wait out and think you can just outlast him, and you know, in five innings, you know, run his pitch count up. He's not gonna allow that to happen more times than not. So, I go up there, I'm ready to hit. Depending on what he has going for him that night, sometimes it's a good riding fastball, sometimes it's a good slider, sometimes it's an off speed pitch. You got to see what he's got and then adapt to that tonight. Strasburg, you know, he's a guy that he's totally different. And then Jake is the guy that you would want to wait out and make sure that he has command. So there's three different approaches to three different guys that are all really good. I think each night's going to be a little bit different. But with that being said, they got their work cut out for them.
Ron, I'm not sure if Queen Elizabeth has reached out yet, but word is that you're heading over to London next summer. Tea with the Queen would be high on the priority.
Right up
of
my
most
alley
crews.
For a good kid from Midway Airport, right?
Extend the pinky, Ron.
Don't wear the pinky ring, Ron.
Oh, I'll bring it. Trust me.
But I'm just curious. Do you like the idea of playing games outside the country? And you know, it's one thing to go to Mexico. It's another thing to go to London. And I know they're going there again this summer. But next summer, it'll be the Cubs' turn. And a Cubs-Cardinals series in London just seems, I don't know, like it's a little too special a thing to put overseas. Or maybe I'm wrong.
No, I'm with you. I do. I'm with you. I know our game is trying to go global and all those things and that. But it is a very – it's tough on the players. There's no doubt. It really is. Both teams will struggle, and it'll throw you way out of whack with, you know, just all your routines, right? So, but it is what it is. I think it's kind of cool that the teams are going over there. But as far as that goes and actually playing the games and being in your routine, it's going to throw guys out of whack. They'll get extra off days. I don't think it really will matter, but I don't think we have much to say about it, buddy. We're going to be drinking
no,
tea in London.
So.
That's just the way it is.
Would you rather be in Japan, in London, or in Mexico City? I mean, that's the problem.
I just
you know,
like,
Ron, I'm
a fan of Wrigley Field. How's that?
Or St. Louis even.
That's a good one.
Ron, I kidded at the beginning of the show that this losing a series to the Reds would be a bigger test of the fan base than it will be the baseball team, because this is what happens in baseball. It reminds you how good the division is, Cubs mindset going into Washington and coming back home for a big series against the Phillies. Where is it, and how important is it to just remember, hey, you know what, this is going to happen, and the NL Central is pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. I don't see our fan base, you know, we've had in 16, David, you'll remember, Mikey, we had some hiccups in that season. If you remember right before the All-Star break, there were, you know, Cubs were terrible. They struggled mightily, and you know, as soon as, I believe it was the last game before the break, they won a game and then rolled into the break and limped into the break and then took off in the second half. So you're going to have these. You know, you look at those two games that the Cubs lost. A couple, you know, pitch selection things happened in that game where you pitch to a guy as opposed to walking him on 3-2. Changed the whole program, you know, and, you know, Carl gives up a home run on a 94 mile an hour fastball. He threw a strike and the guy hit it. What are you going to do? Sometimes it happens. So I don't think our fan base is going to change. When we get to Wrigley, soon as one guy blasts one out of the yard, place will go up for grabs and we'll be back on track. Yeah.
You know, Anthony Rizzo, speaking of which, is heading back, right? I mean, we saw him take some batting practice yesterday. That's usually a pretty good sign. Will he be back in the lineup? Have you talked to him? He must. I mean, he's there, and he's obviously. We see him kind of joking around and being around his teammates, but you want him playing.
Oh yeah, you definitely want him playing. It just looked like a different lineup, didn't it? I mean, when you see Anthony, when you don't see Anthony in that lineup, it just changes the whole program. So everything that I've heard, including talking to the manager 2 days ago, and then Anthony swinging yesterday, it was going to take an act of God for him to get into the game yesterday. But all the intentions were to have him play today. So I anticipate him being in there tonight.
Great stuff, Ron. Always a joy. Thanks a ton, buddy.
Enjoy D.C., Ron.
Enjoy the whipped cream, boys.
David's next.
Oh, God. Bring it on.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.